breaking news. His heart had stopped for a few seconds. He had to finally admit that something was definitely wrong. By October, Zing could do nothing to eliminate the episodes. He made every attempt to reduce the stress in his life, but intense riding and racing always triggered an episode of elevated heart rate and that fish-out-of-water feeling. After further visits to his cardiac electrophysiologist, he received an official diagnosis: multifocal atrial tachycardia. That's when Zin ultimately decided to heed the warning he'd been given and quit racing. He also backed off from riding with intensity or duration. In doing so, he felt instantaneously downgraded from thoroughbred to invalid. He altered the very nature of his life in more ways than one. He was made to face the reality that he could never do what he used to do in the same way that he used to do it. He now became interested in maintaining an activity level to sustain his longevity rather than his fitness or speed. Life had changed forever. Zing quickly realized he was not alone. When he began the psychologically arduous process of coming to terms with his life-changing condition, he reached out to friends who had been fabulous athletes